You are now listening to the No Visuals Podcast, an unedited take on life. Hi, everyone. I'm Shanique, and welcome back to the No Visuals Podcast, your weekly unedited take on life. Thank you all so much. I can't believe that we're already on the fifth episode of the No Visuals Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you listen to the other podcast episodes. We've talked about everything from, you know, what's going on in our country. On the Reform or Revolution episode, we also had an episode on conscious entrepreneurship. We've touched on Black business and women in leadership. And most recently, we talked about relationship goals. So make sure you're subscribed to the No Visuals Podcast. If you haven't already, leave us a comment and rate the podcast as well. That definitely helps a lot. I just love every week the conversations that we're having and the different thoughts and opinions that I'm hearing on episodes as they come out. So make sure you guys continue to share. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we're here and that we're having these conversations. I think what we're talking about, we're all experiencing the same things on this earth plane, but to just have a unique perspective, I think it's just super important. It's almost like you're going to have like a time capsule looking back at, you know, what was going on in 2020. It has been a lot. So thank you everybody for the support. On this week's episode, if you cannot tell by the title, we are taking it back to relationship goals, but we're talking about one is a magic number. Let me know if you guys know the reference to that or where that is from, but we're talking about ourselves here. You know, the day after this episode airs, it's going to be my 25th birthday. I'm very excited to celebrate, you know, with my family and friends, but I was not always like this with birthdays. You know, there was a time where I was like, okay, like I have a birthday. Like I wasn't always the person that was like super excited for their birthday. That just wasn't me. And I don't know if it was just like getting older or whatever the case was, but you know, kind of sitting with that feeling a little bit a few years ago, I kind of came to the conclusion that it was just like, I felt like I was running out of time to do what I was here to do. I think as souls in human vessels, we know what our purpose is at the end of the day. And some of us pick up that calling for what our purpose is. Some of us ignore it and live in willful ignorance. And I sometimes wish I'm like, damn, like, I just want to like not be concerned with this. But at the end of the day, God will make sure that you learn the lessons that you need to learn while you are here. Because, you know, we are preparing for eternity while we're here. So I've learned so many things along the way and I've gained wisdom in my own right. So that's what I thought I'd share on this episode. Just kind of recap. I want to look back and be like, all right, Shanique, what were you thinking on your 25th birthday? So to jump right into this episode, I just kind of jotted down a few ideas, almost like journal style. And, you know, I'll just go through them. And this is kind of what I'm feeling on this birthday, that my most important relationship, and hence why I call this episode Relationship Goals, is the relationship between myself and the one who created me. And I grew up in church, so like I always had an idea of what it meant to, you know, be religious. But being religious doesn't mean that you are in touch with your spirituality. When you are in line with spirituality, you would understand that we're all interconnected, but that doesn't mean that we're not independent. We're all independent beings. We're all sovereign beings, meaning we have free will to do what we want to do. But at the end of the day, we are interconnected. So we have a responsibility for each other. And as I grow in wisdom, I understand that if I want to heal anything, I have to heal myself first. So my relationship with myself is so important. And I realize that I can't show up for anyone if I am not okay, if I am not aligned, if my spirit is not directly connected to God, if I, you know, for some reason, like I didn't pray in the morning, or I just kind of had like a hectic start, my day is so frazzled and I'm drained. And, you know, if you're drained, you just can't show up for yourself. So I think the biggest lesson for me is learning that I need to continue to pour into myself, because as people, and sometimes a lot as women, we pour into others around us. Like, our nature is just a very nurturing nature. And I think the wisdom that I have learned and that I have hold on to is, what does taking care of Shanique look like? That has to be the most important thing. And did I talk to God today? Again, I'm going to just share how I kind of keep that inner conversation going, because that's what it is. It's an inner conversation. It's inner work. It is attunement work, because we're trying to ultimately be aligned with one. I saw a post on Instagram, and it was showing the bark of a tree and how the tree roots are spread into the earth, directly connected to source, right? They get their nutrients from the water in the ground. They get their, you know, energy source from the light, which is the sun. They don't worry about anything. They just be. They're going with the wind. And it was another picture of a baby who in the mother's womb is connected to the placenta. And that placenta is at that point for the baby while it's growing, its source. It's connected. It's not worrying about anything. It knows that it will be nurtured. It knows that it's safe. But as we come into this world, we are disconnected from our source. We are disconnected because that cord is cut. So a reminder for me on birthdays is that, am I aligned with source? Have I gotten back to that point where I am connected, that nothing can shake that, that I don't have to worry about anything, that I am unmovable at that point? So these are some of the ways that I try to do that every day. I am not perfect. I don't ever want to preach perfection, because I think being perfect is boring, but you know, I'm all about progression and progress over perfection. You can work towards something and build that muscle every day so that it becomes second nature. You don't have to feel like, oh, I wasn't perfect on this day. Other people are putting up this picture that they're perfect. We're all human, and you know, I want to display my humanity. So the first thing and first lesson that I have learned is knowing thyself. And for me, knowing thyself is the most important step. There has been a lot of reflection in my life at certain points. I don't know if it was like a dark night of the soul or something, but I spent a lot of time alone. And that just also might be like my family dynamic and things like that. But maybe I'll get into that on another episode. But I spent a lot of time alone, so I learned how to be extremely comfortable in silence, extremely comfortable in my own energy, extremely comfortable just with myself and knowing, you know, this doesn't sit right with me, this is not for me, you know. But as I kind of left my home structure and, you know, went to college and different things like that, I would say, thank you, God, that I wasn't swayed, but I saw how you could lose your individuality. The thing that's so important on journey back to source is understanding yourself, understanding your individuality. Spend time alone. Learn your emotions. Learn your thoughts. Learn what your actions, learn your triggers. Because sometimes when you sit with those things, you will realize that some of those are not yours and they don't belong to you. But there was like a programming subconsciously that taught us, this is the emotion I feel when this happens. This is the action that I associate with this. This is the thought that happens when I see this, and I'm triggered when this happens. Some of those things don't belong to us, but we let our energy be harvested for certain things. And it's very easy to do that. It's very easy to have thoughts and have emotions and have reactions and have triggers that don't belong to you. So the biggest thing for me when going back to self is just knowing what my emotions are, because I don't get mad at a lot of things that I would see others get mad at, or I'm not triggered by certain things. So I understand what my triggers are, though. is not to say that you don't have emotion, you don't have your own thoughts, you don't have your own triggers, you don't have your own actions, but sometimes those things can, the waters can get murky by what doesn't belong to us. And it's just very important that we don't let our energy be harvested for, you know, things that just don't belong to us. Like, and I'm not going to say what that should look like for you, but if you just sit with yourself, if you just understand yourself, you'll understand, you know, how your energy has been harvested in the past, and you'll kind of get mad. Like, I remember doing this process, and it's still a process that I do continuously, because this can happen without you even realizing it. But I'm just like, damn, I let my energy and my emotion be harvested for something that does not belong to me. That is not how I feel. So that is one thing that I've learned, and that a lesson that I'll keep with me every day. Another thing is every day finding a way to connect back to myself and connect back to Source and the one who created me. So for me, this is extremely important. This is usually how I start my day. I'll try to wake up like an hour, 45 minutes earlier and start my day with, you know, prayer, start my day with affirmations, start my day with some sort of yoga to get the energy in my body moving. And when I don't do this, I feel drained. I feel like, you know, my energy is stagnant, that I didn't align myself properly before I went out and I interacted with others. So now my mind's a little bit more perceptible to, you know, being swayed, not being able to filter through things that just don't align with me properly. So finding a way to connect back to myself every day is very important. And if I don't do this in the morning, I try to find some point in the day to do this. And I would say that working from home has made me healthier in that way, because I had to like take the train or I had to do this. So my mornings were a little bit rushed, but now, you know, I can kind of ease into the day. And my thing is, do everything with ease. Life should be easy. I want us to get rid of any programming that life is hard, that, you know, life is just this constant struggle. That is not how God created, you know, the universe. If you just look around, the universe does not struggle. You know, it's us in this human body and this human experience struggling because we're not connected to the one who created us. That's why this whole world is out of alignment, in my opinion. The next thing is understanding what my blocks were. And for me, this showed up a lot in lessons that, you know, I believe God sent my way, because when I took the time to understand what my blocks are, everything kind of clicked. And again, a lot of these things are happening in your subconscious mind, like your blocks in how you communicate, your blocks in how you receive criticism, your blocks can be in how you give criticism to others. And in my experience, people have been a mirror for me to kind of see those things, and also just kind of getting quiet with myself, enjoying my own company. I've understood what my blocks are, and I've learned how to overcome them. And if I'm working through it, communicate to others around me that, okay, this is a block for me right now and I'm working through it. But understanding that will, in my experience, alleviate so many different unnecessary conflicts, or yeah, I think conflicts is the right word, conflicts internally and externally. And my last piece that I'll end with is being committed to the journey. Our society is very like caught up in this idea of certain things happening by a certain age. Being committed to understanding that this is a journey. In my opinion, I can't get behind anyone who says they have everything all figured out, because that means, to me, that just doesn't sound realistic. I think life is always going to have something to teach you. And I think it's unwise to think that, you know, that you can sell me something that I don't have. Everything, every answer that I need is within me. Healing courses, and there's so many people trying to sell you a course to get rich quick and to do this and to do that. And In my experience, everyone is just capitalizing on people's need to get back to who they are and connect back to that source. Go back to that tree and baby image that I mentioned earlier. That's what everyone is trying to get back to. If you just look around, if you do look on the news, the world as we know it is not going to look the same in 10, 12 years. I can guarantee that. Our world is just moving to a more elevated way of thinking, a more community and collaborative way of being. In my idea, the goal is to bring heaven to earth. So heaven looks equitable. Heaven looks peaceful. Heaven looks like tranquil. Heaven is just my ideal place. I try to live in a state of gratitude and be aware of what the reaction for my actions will have. I try to live in reverence for everything around me. I try to be respectful. I try to learn the lessons that I need to learn and ascend from them. I don't want to stay stuck. I don't want to stay stagnant. That's not what God has for me either. So I'm just super grateful for this birthday. I'm super grateful for the lessons that I continue to learn time and time again. They all come according to divine plan. I cannot wait to see what this new world that God is ushering in will look like, you know? I'm going to continue to be committed to the journey. I'm going to be committed to bringing heaven on earth, you know, and for me, that looks like having a peaceful state of mind, having a peaceful family. That's what that looks like for me. You have to determine what that looks like for you. So thank y'all for listening. I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope that it resonates with who it needs to resonate with. These are all things that I've learned by trial and error, and I'm just staying committed to the journey. I know that with these things, nothing is just one and done. You're going to learn lessons, and they're going to come at in a way that it would only make sense to you. So I just pray, and I hope that this will resonate with who it needs to resonate with, that you will take the piece and bits of it that you need, and that just translates well. So that's my piece. I'm excited for this birthday. I'm happy to see what 25 has in store. We're just aging gracefully over here. One is the magic number. Know yourself, love yourself, and everything will fall into place. So until next Tuesday, y'all. Thank you for listening to the No Visuals Podcast. Don't forget to rate this podcast and leave us a comment on what you thought of this week's episode. Also, be sure to subscribe to the No Visuals Podcast for a weekly, unedited take on life wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next Tuesday, peace.